you know what that means. It's time for the Council Roundup. News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. It's Bishop on Air. Now 8:39. Aaron Tyler sat through last night's Springfield City Council meeting.
A little bit of a long one.
Been there before. Kind of love some of the conversations that can happen. And my, oh my, how the sparks fly during...
And some of the head scratching, too.
Yeah. During citizen addressing the council. So we're not necessarily going to jump into that, but we got a couple of important topics people definitely need to be top of mind about. One of them, especially if they are City Water, Light, and Power ratepayers, Aaron, they're going to be paying some money for some repairs over at CWLP.
Yeah, we had an ordinance on emergency passage last night, which is one of Alderman McMenamin's least favorite phrases. And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, Alderman McMenamin had to leave the meeting a little early last night, so he wasn't around for this part of the conversation, which may have been good because it may have added another half hour to the meeting. Anyway, so CWLP looking for about $3.2 million in additional funding for an emergency repair in Unit 33, Dahlman 33. So our first clip this morning will be Doug Brown from CWLP explaining, okay, do we have to fix this now? It's an issue within the within 33. Do we have to fix it now, Doug Brown?
With that, one of the things to consider when GE makes a recommendation to make sure we repair the turbine is that, you know, we can't risk running the turbine and causing further damage, whether maybe blades come apart and cause further damage down the line. We can't take that risk for personnel safety or with insurance companies either. If we were to run that turbine against the OEM's recommendation, then something were to happen, insurance might not actually cover the cost of the damage, which in fact we are going to look at this as being an insurance claim. We're going to look at that possibility.
So he said a couple of interesting things there. Number one, the original equipment manufacturer being GE, they basically said, "You got a problem here. We don't recommend you run it." And Doug Brown saying, "Well, you know, we got to take that recommendation." But also the fact that maybe some of this money could come back in the form of an insurance claim. But Bishop, maybe you've noticed this as you drive by CWLP coming to and from the radio station. Did you notice 34 is offline right now?
I didn't, but is that due to mild conditions in the morning, or what's going on?
Well, 34 is actually off for a scheduled maintenance, which is apparently over a year overdue.
Oh.
And one of the aldermen asking a question that I thought was very legitimate. If you knew that 33 had these problems, because they asked when they knew, and it was apparently a couple of weeks ago. If you knew 33 had a problem, why did you go ahead and take down 34?
We did not want to delay, you know, 4's outage. Because the amount of resources we already had coming on site would have cost us more money to stop them and send them back home and try to bring them back. And the other item with that is, once they're gone and we don't tell them when they can come back, we may lose the ability to bring companies back because they have other jobs they're doing. They fit us in a schedule, and once we get out of that schedule, we have no guarantee that they can come back and do work for us.
But what's your estimation for the amount of time that it's going to be down, both units are going to be down? What's your estimation of what it's going to cost the ratepayers to buy off the grid?
So right now, yeah, we're using 31 and 32 to cover our load, and as well as interstate. So the situation could be worse if we didn't have those units.
Oh, sure, it could always be worse.
Yeah.
You know, that's a fallback.
Jeez.
But the estimate, basically, there is some issues at play as far as the way the market works. So that cost is a very preliminary estimate, but it looks like it'd be like $400,000 to $800,000 to cover Unit 33 while it's offline.
8:44 now with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. It's the Council Roundup. Aaron Tyler in the newsroom. I'm Greg Bishop. Aaron, essentially what I'm hearing is that little bit of savings that people are going to get on their utility bills every month, like, you know, the nickel or the dime that they were going to get back
You're
every
just
month.
You're going to have to give it right on back.
Yeah. You can pretty much just kiss that little bit of savings goodbye.
So a little bit more explanation as far as costs here.
I guess my point is so this is coming out of the budget. The maintenance is not getting passed through. $3 million isn't getting passed through to the ratepayer.
No, that's correct.
However, while the maintenance itself isn't getting passed through, as is going to be explained here in just a moment, it's another aspect of this that will get passed on to you, and where you'll lose some of that I previously mentioned savings.
The only what you're purchasing off the grid will be passed through on a fuel adjustment.
Correct.
Ah, the favorite phrase.
It's between $400,000 to $800,000,
roughly. It's preliminary. There's components that make up an energy purchase, and some of those components are in flux right now because they don't settle for heat.
Right.
So while you're not going to have to shell out the $3.2 million, you're going to have to shell out at least $400,000. But hey, it could go, you know, $800,000 or higher. I mean, the temperatures for the rest of the week are going to be very summer-like despite getting into fall. You know,
and that's, you know what? What sucks is this is the time you want CWLP to be, you know, in full operation. This is the time where you want the publicly owned utility to not have to go to the marketplace to get power. They should be, you know,
they should capitalize. Be a provider.
They should be capitalizing on the high temps here and, you know, being able to generate power, and then they could turn around and sell it on the market.
And instead, our position is a 180-degree reversal here. Instead of being provider, you're being the poor guy that has to come with the handheld out here. One final clip as far as this subject, Alderman Chris Tylan, very quick to point this out, because there were speakers in the audience that were not happy about this about this little unexpected expense. The usual suspects, but Alderman Tylan, I think, makes a very good point here.
For the layman, for the person at home, or the person reading about this tomorrow, 31 and 32, they may not be the most efficient ones we have, but they're still, in general, less expensive for the city to run than for us to go off the grid and buy power to supply.
Absolutely.
Now, that would be talking about, you know, because, of course, there's an argument, get rid of this, get rid of the coal-fired power plant, it's just going to cost more money in the long run, when, in fact, probably not the case, because, you know, as we've learned in the past, as providers of power to the grid, sometimes prices are really low, sometimes prices are really high, and there just be too much fluctuation to abandon having a coal-fired power plant. So at the end of all of it, a 9-0 vote, as I mentioned, Alderman McMiniman was not present for this part of the meeting.
Which she probably would have voted no because it was on emergency passage.
Because it was on emergency passage. That's a phrase that he hates, and he tends to vote no on most emergency passage items. So CWLP, with the usual objections, members of the Sierra Club, a couple of other folks saying, you know, unexpected repairs coming up seemingly more often, more frequent occurrences. A little bit of cost being passed on to you as a ratepayer. The question is, well, how much and for how long are we going to have those extra costs? So that's the first part of the council roundup.
Yeah, and it seems that anytime something goes wrong over at CWLP, it's like $1 million here, $1 million there. Regular maintenance is going to cost $1 million.
EPA regulation
keeps on adding up, man. All right, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY, as Aaron Tyler said. That's just the first part of the council roundup. We'll get to part two coming up next, where we're going to talk about
trees.
Tay and the Wind. God, what movie is that? Nell? Have you seen that?
You lost me.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's Jodie Foster's some...
That's why you've lost me.
Yeah.
I'm not a Jodie
Foster. We had to watch it for a sociology class. But anyway, she's like a feral woman, you know, raised by the wild. She can't speak, but she... Tay and the Wind.
Sure.
Talking about trees, right? Anyways.
I'll take your word for it.
Probably about 5% of the audience got that joke.
And I'm not part of that 5%.
Not at all. Dan back with the Council Roundup. News Talk 94.7, 970 WMAY. Bishop on air and Aaron Tyler in the newsroom, who was at last night's council meeting. We talked about CWLP and more repairs needed for a couple of units. And it's going to cost millions of dollars. But let's talk about trees now, Aaron.
Trees.
Everybody's favorite topic, of course. You've got free branch and leaf pickup. Is that still going on for the city of Springfield?
I believe it is. Yeah. But they have very specific dates about that.
Right.
So ordinance looking for a supplemental appropriation, $150,000 to allow for treatment and or replacement of ash and sweet gum trees. And
these sweet gum trees have been a nuisance in Springfield for so long. I don't know why God made that. Well, okay.
I'm not going to blame God here.
Oh, boy. Don't get off the rails. I'm not going to
blame God for his beautiful creations.
Uh-huh.
All right? Because even a spider has a reason to be here. Okay?
All right.
So, even though I hate spiders.
All right. Keep it together, Greg.
Hate spiders. But whoever decided to plant sweet gum trees all over town needs to be brought and raked over the coals.
Are you done?
I think so.
Okay, so what exactly are we getting with the money that's being asked for, Director Mahoney?
This is a start in helping us move forward. We put on there to go up to 4 crews, which allows us to aggressively go after the ash trees and also be able to...
Oh, by the way, it should also be pointed out there was an amendment here. They're looking for $400,000. Small detail I forgot about.
Small detail. $300,000.
Hold on. All right.
The sweet gum trees that are out there, as well as continue our day-to-day takedowns and trim, we probably need two grapples and a bucket. But if we get a bucket...
Talking about trucks, of course.
Grapple would put us in pretty good shape to move forward as well. So we're probably going to be asking for more equipment and probably be asking the mayor to look at that for the council when we start the budget process of adding some more equipment to continue on with that. But it'd be a huge help.
So they're looking for more money for more equipment. This has been a subject that has come up in the past of, you know, do we need this equipment? And Public Works is saying, well, yeah, we got to have equipment to do our job that you people keep bugging us about. So there's some hesitation here because the funding source changed on this. It went from general fund to the amendment, now looking at spending from gaming, which is going to be objected by Alderman Turner in just a moment. Director McCarty, sorry, Bill, explaining why there's some hesitation to use more gaming fund money in the increased asked amount here.
We're a little reticent to take more money than we absolutely need out of that fund. And in conjunction with that, Mayor and I have talked about, the mayor has me working on a longer-term equipment purchasing plan that we will hopefully be rolling out at budget time so that we can go out and get that second grapple truck along with some dump trucks and other items at that time.
And the subject of dump trucks came up because, well, winter is coming and you got to have those dump trucks to help clear streets of snow because what's a favorite complaint of the winter? Oh, you didn't get to my subdivision fast enough.
Winter is coming.
Just a long growing list here. It was one of those nights. So Alderman Redpath asked, okay, how much money is in gaming? Why are you being so hesitant here?
How much money is in video gaming? You told me $4 million last week.
$4.5 million. But again, remember, we are in the final year of the 3-year infrastructure program.
Right.
So starting next year, Director Mahoney is going to be utilizing video gaming and other Fund 95 funds in order to take care of streets and sidewalks.
But I, as one alderman, I know every one of us get the same complaints that the biggest problem we have right now.
Oh, now hold on a minute, Greg. Somebody asked you, what's the biggest problem facing the city of Springfield right now? You're just off the top of your head. What's your answer?
Not having enough manufacturing jobs.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
All right.
Picking up trees and cleaning up the branches and stuff. So
let's go back there.
The biggest problem we have right now is picking up trees and cleaning up the branches and stuff.
So
he can't do it if you don't have the equipment. It's important for us to give him what he needs if we got the money.
All right. Okay. I get it. I understand, you know, if we don't have the trees and the branches and stuff, it can get into the water, the storm sewers and mess that all up. And all right. I understand that.
Well, but okay. How about the bigger issue here of crime on the east side?
Or
how many people have been
equity
shot and killed
of,
in the last couple of years? And we're saying that our biggest problem is sweet gum trees and branches. The immediate reaction in the back row along Press Row between myself and a reporter from another radio station and the television stations, we all looked at each other like,
what?
Sweet gum trees?
What?
Really?
They are a nuisance.
But that's the biggest problem facing Springfield, right?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Alderman Turner here objecting to the shift of the funding source. And this is going to sound very familiar to, well, anybody that's lived in Illinois for the past, 35, 40-ish years.
I'm concerned because when we talked about this last week, this money was coming out of corporate fund. And there was a specific discussion about utilizing video gaming money for this purchase because video gaming, when that ordinance was passed, those funds were specifically dedicated to infrastructure only. The purchase of this equipment does not correlate to infrastructure to me. I think that if we deviate from the intent when we passed the video gaming, what that funding was to be dedicated for, it opens up it opens up the floodgates for every time we need some additional funding or every time there's a need, then we can say we can dip into that fund because we already have set a precedent.
Gee, does the phrase fund sweep mean anything to anyone? So
And I think the whole gambling deal was kind of sold to the public as this is going to pay for infrastructure. This is going to pay to help the sewer system, which is completely outdated.
Now, I suppose, staying on that vein, if you wanted to think about it, getting rid of some of these sweet gums and dead trees and the branches that get into the sewers, okay, you can kind of, sort of, with a really, 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 really long string tied together. Anyway, much discussion about that. All have been talking savings long term of, you know, doing this project ourselves, buying these trucks versus outsourcing it, the savings over the long term because of how long we use equipment.
Well, and the tree trimming trucks has been an issue in the past as well, just with as much as we spend paying contractors to take trees down. So maybe doing it in-house and have it, again, this is all stuff that's going to be, of course, for the taxpayer to let their alderman know about. Yeah. So definitely get involved in the conversation. Aaron, that's all the time we've got, man. You got one more bit here?
I just got a quick wrap up there. That ordinance did pass 9-1. Oh, also passing last night, a feasibility study of a new TIF district on Peoria Road.
We need another study.
That's going to move forward. Going to spend about, I think it was $60,000 on that.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Because we need study.
Yes. We're in the wrong business. We need to go and do studies for municipalities. That's good money. Just put some graphics together and have a pre-planned
fancy PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, just have kind of one of those templates, and just say, "Hey, this is a new study. We'll replace all the insert name here with City of Springfield. Charge $60,000, and we'll be good to go."
Woohoo!
All right, Aaron Tyler, Council Roundup, thanks so much. And that's all I got for you today. We'll be live from the library tomorrow with Bishop on Air. It's 9 o'clock. Time to enjoy Culver's Original or Buffalo Chicken Tenders at Culver's West on Wabash.
You can depend on.